السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Wednesday morning. مفتي صاحب، the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Zulqa'dah 1445. You in South Africa, Southern Africa, tonight you should scan the sky and you will see the full moon in its glory. Tonight, the night of the 14th, will be called Laylatul Badr. Majority of the countries today already is the 14th, and that is Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Al-Mubarak, and majority of the countries of the world. So they experienced Laylatul Badr last night already. We will experience it tonight, a manifestation of Qudrat of Allah, the absolute power, complete authority, majesty of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the waxing and the waning of the moon and the crescent. So today we focus on chapter number 34, and that is Surah Sabah, and verses number 44, 45 and 46. So three verses today's lesson. Before we continue, we should know this much, that this area of Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Taif, Jeddah is called Hijaz, Hijaz Muqaddas. That's the original name. This name of Saudi Arabia, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyatul Saudiya, only came into existence in 1932, 23rd of September. So that much you should know, okay? So let's go back to use the original term Hijaz Muqaddas. So in this Makkah Mukarrama, Taif, Jeddah, those areas there, never before from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right up to the last and final messenger of the Israelites, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Jesus, did a prophet or a messenger come there to Hijaz Muqaddas. So Almighty Allah chose the last messenger, the most beloved, the most precious, and the greatest and mightiest messenger and prophet for all times, all places, for the best place in the entire universe and play, and that is Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, and all those surrounding areas there. Taif, Jeddah, all comes in Hijaz. So this is what Almighty Allah is addressing them. Chapter number 34 and verse number 44. So Almighty Allah states, وَمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ كُتُبٍ, and we did not grant them and give them any divine book or scripture, meaning in the Hijaz area, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Taif, Jeddah area, يَدْرُسُونَهَا, which they could study, which they could read, which they could analyze, and so forth and so on. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ قَبْلَكَ مِنْ نَذِيرٍ, and nor did we send. Almighty Allah is one alone and unique, but Almighty Allah use al-jam'u lit-ta'zim, uses the royal pronoun, the plural, the collective, to stamp his majesty, authority, sovereignty. Who can do this? Only we can do that. So therefore Allah stamping it, and it is when you study Semitic languages, so remember Arabic, Hebrew, Yiddish, Syriac, it is common to use plural as a symbol of respect and reverence. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ قَبْلَكَ مِنْ نَذِيرٍ. And never did we send to them, to the people of Hijaz Muqaddas, before you, Ya رسول الله أو مصطفى حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم, من نذير, any messenger, any prophet. You were, you are, you always will be the last and final messenger and prophet. You came for the entire human being creation, human being and jinn and entire creation, and you're the universal prophet with a global message, and the message is the noble Quran and how to practice on it. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will demonstrate to them. So Makkah Mukarramah, the greatest, Madinah Munawwarah, the second greatest, the Quran Sharif, the greatest, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mightiest and most beloved. So everything the best, and me and you, the believers in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, khairul umam, the best of nations and people. So that's a different thing, that majority of Muslims today are not practicing. That is our weakness. So you should be the ones, you should be so happy to accept the message and the messenger. But what you went to go do, O mushrikeen, O idol worshippers? Allah selected you, Makkah Mukarramah, the Quran Sharif was revealed there. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam grew up, developed everything in front of you, 40 years. فَقَدَ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ أُمُورًا مِّنْ قَبْلِ. You conferred the titles of Sadiqul Amin. You are so truthful, a man of integrity, honesty. But when the revelation started, Surah Alaq, chapter 96, the first 5 verses, the revelation brought about the biggest revolution, and the revolution continues today. It has reached Palestine, and from Palestine it's gone to the whole world. That is Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the mercy of Allah. So instead of accepting the message and the messenger, peace be upon him, what did majority of these idol worshippers do? وَكَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. And the nations, generations that came before them, majority of them, they rejected the message and the messenger. They rejected Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, David, peace be upon him, he was a prophet and a king. And Allah gave him the Zabur, وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا. And the people rejected him, majority of them. Allah Jalla wa'ala gave Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, the Torah. Majority of the people rejected him and Aaron, Nabi Harun alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala gave the final messenger of the Israelites, the Bani Israel, Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. That is the Injil, the Gospel, the Bible, and majority of people rejected him. They invited the punishment and chastisement of Almighty Allah. وَكَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. And the people rejected their messenger and message, the divine books and scriptures before them. وَمَا بَلَغُوا مِئِشَارِ. And you, that is, they the mushrikeen now, the idol worshippers there in Makkah and surroundings. وَمَا بَلَغُوا مِئِشَارَ مَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ. And they had not reached. Who had not reached? The mushrikeen, the idol worshippers of Makkah. مِئِشَارَ, 1/10. مَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ, what we gave the previous nations and generations, the physical strength, the miracles, and so many prophets and messengers and so forth, the wealth Allah gave them. So yet they were given much more and they rejected. But you were given 1/10 or less than that, so you're supposed to embrace it so that your pride, arrogance does not become an impediment. But lo and behold, majority of them rejected the message and the messenger. Allah forbid. In the best place in Makkah Mukarramah, you need to understand this. You see, next week when is elections in South Africa. If you just follow the news here in South Africa, they say that the Concord, the Constitutional Court, has barred Zuma, JZ, you understood, from becoming a member of parliament. Yesterday I was reading it late at night. You know, we try and do some analysis. They say this is shooting themselves in the foot. The Zulu nation and many others will become more sympathetic to the MK, and they will win even more votes in their thousands and so forth. So these fools there, these mushrikeen and idol worshippers, so instead of saying we never ever had a messenger and prophet, we never had a divine book and scripture, we should be the first ones to accept it, the message and messenger, but 90-95% rejected it, and Allah is teaching them, look at the strength, the health, the wealth I gave, long, long life to the previous nations, you're not going to have that. So what they did, فَكَذَّبُوا رُسُولِي. So the previous nations rejected my messengers and prophets, and you are following in their footsteps. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرِي. I'm reading it re to show you there's no ya there. Originally there was a ya, and the ya, the ye has then been removed and so forth. This is all Arabic grammar. So the translation will read, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرِ. And how was my punishment? How was my chastisement? Sometime flood, sometime wind, sometime opening the land and the sand and swallowing the people inside. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرِ. Why I'm reading it like that? To show you when you translate, you will translate it is as that, and how was my punishment? Meaning that, Ya Allah, we seek protection from all your punishment and chastisement. So you will read, O Muslim, O Muslimah, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرِ. Stop, finish. قُلْ You say, Ya Rasool Allah, O Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَىٰ. I am only advising you, admonishing you with such words that should make your heart melt. Tarqiqul qulub. It should soften your heart. You have become so hard and harsh. You majority of people, look at it today. Look at the Zionists. Look at the Americans. Look at the Europeans and all the supporters of the Jutlas, Haramis, war criminals. So, innama a'idhukum biwahida. I am only giving you advice. Sincere advice from the bottom of my heart. One advice, bi kalimatin wahida, and that is tawheed. Believe in the oneness, uniqueness, unity of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. No parents, no children, no partners, no associates, nothing. Wahdahu la sharika lahu. He was, he is, he will always be one alone and unique. You, what should you do, O human beings? You are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. Antaqumu lillahi masna wa furada. That you should be standing up to believe in Almighty Allah, to show respect to Almighty Allah, and to believe in Almighty Allah. How should you be standing up? Masna wa furada. You should be standing up in crowds, in multitudes of people. Masna means in twos and twos. So it means in crowds, in big, big groups, you should be standing up. How we see in the Q&A, 10 people, 20 people, 50 people, 100 people embracing Islam. Bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi, through the grace, mercy, and benevolence of Almighty Allah. Wa furada, and individually stand up. Stand up for the truth, stand up for Kalamullah, stand up for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's religion, Islam. ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا. Thereafter wonder, ponder and reflect in the power, in the mercy, in the grace of Almighty Allah. Who makes the sun rise? Who makes the sun set? Look at your own self in the mirror. Look at your eyes. Look at your nose. Look at your ears. Look at your tongue. Look at your lips. Who gave all this? Any scientist? Any professor? Any doctor? Any parent? Wallahi, nothing came from creation. All came from the Khaliq, one only creator. Huwallahu ahad. Huwallahu al-Khaliqul Bari'ul. He is one alone, the only exclusive creator. ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا. Keep on reflecting, wondering, pondering. Allah Jalla Wala is telling them, are you all crazy? Now you want to say Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is insane, Allah forbid. Allah takes all these oaths and tells you, Ma bisahibikum min jinnah. There is not even an iota of insanity in the master, in your companion, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Chapter 53, verses 1, 2, and 3. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى. So read Quran, read the glory, beauty, the style, diction of the Quran. Wallahi, the stars can fall, the moon can fall, the stars and the sun can fall. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not fall. His message will continue permeating the whole world, bi izzi azizin or bi zulli zalil. The message of the messenger will enter and permeate every house, every hook, nook and corner. And you can see it today. The Jutla standing up for Islam and justice. The non-Muslim standing up. So that is the messenger. All your personal character assassination is not going to work. وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِذَنِينَ. So remember that the Master alayhi salam's message is complete. He's not going to give you half and leave half. Nay. مَا بِصَاحِبِكُمْ مِنْ جِنَّةِ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ لَكُمْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ. He is but a warner with love for you before the severe punishment comes. Understand the glory, the beauty of the noble Quran, and then you will understand what Allah Ta'ala is saying. And you must learn some Arabic. Give your children, the students, and them the chance and the opportunity to learn Arabic or Muslim, and then you will appreciate what the glory, beauty is. But go study by the right ulama. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not insane. Never ever was he insane. So chapter number 81, Surah Takwir, and verse number 22. So everything you will find in a noble Quran. So these enemies of Islam, Nubahul Kilab, La Yadurru Sahab, the barking of the dogs will not harm the clouds. What is a cloud? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be superior, greater, mightier than any of the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. 13 Zulqada, 1445, GG Gaza genocide, day number 229 today. The news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. 3 Jutlas dead and 10 of them or more injured. We say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, we're very happy. Every day few Jutlas die and dispatch to hell, we're very, very happy about it. So Israel must investigate the crimes BB committed in Gaza. That's your Haaretz newspaper, you Jutlas, go read it. That Israel themselves also must investigate the crimes he committed there in Gaza, the war crimes, ethnic cleansing. Israel closes the live feed to the AP, that is Associated Press, that is the American ones, TV and so forth. They took all the equipment and stole it. And when the world criticized them, remember that they said, are you going nuts and crazy? That are you really proving that you are terrorists and super haramis and murderers? Then they gave it back to them. They said, no, AP is giving live feed to Jazeera. So therefore we stopped it. You can't stop anything. Every Palestinian is a journalist. You must remember that. And they're selling out all the images and all the war crimes you are committing. So Israel will not have ties with Saudi Arabia, Blinken, because Saudi Arabia said there must be Palestinian statehood. Let's see how long that continues, because under the table, a lot of deals are being done. So don't believe the media too much. Ukraine receives the interest of Russian assets. When Putin invaded 2 years ago, February, Ukraine, so the Western powers, then whatever assets they had of Russia, so they froze it. And now they're collecting interest. So that interest they gave to Ukraine. They said, you must buy arms, ammunition, all that. So remember, Putin, open up your nuclear, open up your submarines. What right they got to freeze your assets and so forth? You just put one for them, everything will come right. Haaretz newspaper writes, BB has lost his bearings. He's gone a nutcase. He's really crazy. Pakistan and India today and tomorrow, they will be sweltering in their heat, 50 degrees in some places, maybe more. So they are really boiling. You know those areas very well, Maulana Salim. Sindh, our Karachi, Hyderabad and India, Delhi and so forth, that things are very hot there. An Indian wrestler, Mr. Singh couldn't look after his rifle, and he belongs to the BJP. He is the head of the Wrestling Federation there in India. He's charged of sexually arresting 15, 16 women. They're all coming up. He said, this guy, he was a sexual molesting us, arresting us. So haramis, that's what they are. Listen to the bigger haramis. America, the presidents and politicians, and Britain, they are prime ministers. So America sending contaminated blood to Britain, UK, and there they just turn a blind eye. Whether the blood came from the rapists or murderers, whether it came from the gays or the lesbian, all contaminated blood. So now the final results have come out. More than 3,000 people died because of that. More than 30,000 people suffered injuries. A disgrace for all the American presidents involved in that from 1970, a disgrace and a shame for all the prime ministers of UK from 1970. This is what these haramis do. They worship money and power, the lust for power. They don't care a damn for you, the public. They know masses are asses. That's what they treat you like. They treat you like scum. 10 people murdered in Mexico. That's a crazy country. So there in a tourist area, they just shoot you and then they ask questions. Raisi's funeral today in Qom. Qom is the spiritual capital. I've been there 2-3 days. I was there in Qom, and then the procession will move to Tehran, and elections in Iran will take place on 28 June. That, remember, Raisi is a kafir, is a non-Muslim. Whether you like, don't like, any person who swears or curses, said Abu Bakr, said Umar, said Usman, Mother Aisha, Mother Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu ajma'in. He's not only a president, he's the Ayatullah. He follows Khomeini and all of them. And the Quran teaches us, and the Hadith teaches us, people who insult the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions, فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ. You must curse them and say they Jahannamis. That's where he is. And if you know anything about him, Raisi, when the war was taking place, Iran, Iraq, and then he was the Qazi, he was the judge. He used to tell them that take this Iraqi people in the plane and helicopters and throw them from there. Poetic justice, divine justice. He fracked also just like that. Whether it was America involved, whether it's Israel involved, or the Indians are involved. So remember, they already detained 2 Indian guys from the embassy there. So the Indians are now the big worry bit for them as well. 85 dead in Sudan in civil war. Biden fears the Jewish lobby, so therefore he will not criticize the Jews and Israel. He says, if I win elections the second time, then I'll criticize them. All haramis, and you must remember, super terrorists themselves. That the World Economic Forum, and the founder of it, he's the harami, I can't even pronounce his name, so Klaus Schwab or whatever his name, he's the chairman for past 40-50 years since they started the World Economic Forum. They meet there in Davos, then they divorce common sense, and they meet there in Davos, there, you must remember, in Switzerland every year. So he will step down. Singapore Airline was coming from Britain to Singapore, and so much turbulence, one British guy died, you know, heart attack, in the plane he died, and several dozens of them injured, the panels on top and all that damaged and so forth. You know, turbulence can be very dangerous. So they had to make an emergency landing, not in Singapore, but there in Bangkok in Thailand. So that's a heavy story. Sometimes you wonder with these planes. I had few experiences, no time for that. Medina Munawwara, 300 tons of Zamzam supplied daily to Medina Munawwara, the Zamzam, so that's very good. Israel opposition votes for no confidence vote in Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. Netanyahu, he is the child of Israel, a child of Hitler, the harami. Ben Gurion, the big harami, says, I want to go live in Gaza. Please go there, Ben Gurion. You're not circumcised properly. They'll circumcise your front and your back for you, you big harami. ANC is God's organization. Can you believe that? So what you're doing with the Communist Party who don't believe in God? So Balula, the Secretary General, they got nuts, this ANC. Can you believe that? So God told you to do all the corruption and all the criminality and prostitution and abortion and gay business. Tell me which God they told you to do that, Balula. Island to recognize Palestine today, and the jutlas are burning. Kulmutu bighaydikum, freck with your anger, you jutlas, haramis, cursed nation. Well done, Island. We love you. Remember, we love your politicians who speak the truth. Dublin, I was in Dublin. Jo Dublin jata hai, double hawker wapas aata hai. Our doctors and professionals, they were crazy to get married to white women. So they couldn't get married to white women here in South Africa. I know so many of them. They had Muslims, they left here, they went to Ireland, Dublin. And when they came back double. You see, jo Dublin jata hai, double hokar wapas aata hai. So then they used to bring their brides, the white women. So dori dori gosh, you see. Yeah, Swaziland and all that, the families used to go meet them. South Africa, apartheid called it the Immorality Act. If you married a putri, if you married a white lady, Ukraine losing everything in the east and they're getting a good island. We support Putin, we support Hamas, we support anybody who attacks American interests, British interests, European interests, and Israel interests, Muslim or non-Muslim. Inshallah, today, regarding your radios, remember Dawood Monley, our engineer, will be in Spingo Beach again. Too many listeners there. So inshallah, don't panic. He'll come there today, inshallah al-Aziz. Our programs for today, so remember 8:30 to 9, we take you to Nairobi, and my brother is there. Our connection is a Memon guy, Fahim Dosani, so he'll speak to Mona Zahid, what's the latest happening there in Kenya and Nairobi and Mombasa and so forth. Fahim Dosani, 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, and thereafter 1 to 2, inshallah al-Aziz, will be tafsir of the Quran. Today is Wednesday. Make special dua for our beloved South Africa, the Ummah and Muslimah, and Gaza al-Mubarakah especially. Allah Jalla wala grant Hamas victory. Decimate and dismantle the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ji Maulana, we got 16-17 minutes for the Q&A. Let's go for sharpshoot Q&A, inshallah.
Salam, Mufti Saab, can you read Qazai Umri after Fajr and Asr Salah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, totally permissible. I'm going for Fajr Salat, 6 o'clock program finishes. Then I read my sunnats here, and then Brother Muhammad Khan will pick me up in his Porsche, and then we go, mashallah. So after Fajr, I want to read Qadha Salat in the masjid, totally permissible. But to do it in the masjid is not desirable. It's Harul Ma'siyah. You are announcing to the world that you got so many Qadha. So to read Qadha Salat after you have performed your own Fajr Salat, after you have performed your Asr Salat, totally permissible according to all schools. But it's better you don't read it in the masjid, where you don't expose your vices and sins to people. Come read it in your house. But if you read it in the masjid, it's also permissible.
Salam, Mufti Saab, can you read different surahs in the same rakat?
Yes, no problem. You must remember that you want to read long, long surahs. So you started, you understood, or you don't know many surahs. So both scenarios, let's give you both. So you know from Wadduha downwards till Surah An-Nas, the last 22 surahs. So you're enjoying the tahajjud salat. So you read Surah Fatiha, then you read Wadduha, then you're still busy with the first rakat, and then you read Alam Nashrah, then you read Wala Wattini Wa Zaytun, then you went into ruku, and thereafter remember the second rakat, then you stood up, you read Fatiha, and then you read Iqra Bismi Surah Alaq, and then you made the sajda, then you stood up, you continued with Surah Qadr, Inna Anzalnahu Fi Laylatil Qadr, then you made ruku. All permissible, no problem.
Mufti Saab, are we allowed to go to doctors when we are sick? Cure only comes from Allah alone, so what's the need for doctors?
So what's the need for you to go to your shop and your job? You should just sit at home and Allah Ta'ala will send for you all the potatoes and tomatoes and rice and all that. What's the need for you to get married and then sleep with your wife or sleep with your husband? The children will just come from the sky. That's your reasoning, my brother. Afala ta'aqilun. Got no brains? So common sense is no more common. Dunya Allah Jalla wa Ala made it darul asbab, a means, a place of what? You must use all the permissible means. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah Jalla Wala created this universe in 6 days. And on the 6 days, starting from Saturday till Thursday, as mentioned in Muslim Sharif, and on Friday, He Almighty Allah created the masterpiece, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Adam, and then Eve. Eve was created from Adam. That is what we Muslims believe in, and the Bible also. But nevertheless, I want to quote to you one verse. Whatever Allah created in this world is for me and you. He made it, subjugated it to us. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. He Almighty Allah created for your benefit, O human being. مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, whatever is on this earth, جَمِيعًا, all of it. Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 29. So whatever is permissible, you must use. You sick, you go to the doctor. You sick, you go for operation, you understand, clinic, doctor, all that. Tarkul asbab, to leave the means, is not tawakkul, is jahalat, is ignorance. Tawakkul is trusting Allah. Use the means at your disposal that are permissible, and the result and consequences that you leave in the hands of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So remember, use everything. We will tell you, don't only use the medication the doctor gives. Read our spiritual medication. Read Surah Fatiha 7 times and blow on the patient. Read the Quran Sharif. So Imam, you must remember, if you want to call him Imam, some people say he's not even a Muslim, but anyway, so Ibn Sina, in the world some people call him Imam. So Ibn Sina, he was the big Avicenna. He wrote the book Qanun, Canon they call it, in the universities they still have it in their reference section. So you must remember, so one day a person was ill in his area. So when he went there, the Imam was there, the spiritual Maulana Sheikh was there. He was very upset, "What you doing here?" So the Imam was a man of lot of wisdom. He praised Ibn Sina, Avicenna. "Ibn Sina, you're such a great physician and doctor. You wrote the Qanun and Canon." And he praised him lavishly. So he started flying, figuratively going from Mi'raj. And then after 1 minute, he criticized his brother and said, "Your brother is a kanjus, a makichus. He's so stingy, such a miser." He wiped that smile off his face. He said, "Ibn Sina, you ask me what I'm doing here by this ill person, sick person. See, look at your body language and look at yourself. Kalamul Bashar, human being speech got such impact. I was reading Kalamullahi Ta'ala, Allah's Kalam on him. So what impact will that have on a person?" And we must have belief in that. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَىٰ. And we reveal the Quran Sharif is shifa. But that does not mean we don't take medication from the doctors and so forth. You must go to the doctors, not to the quacks. Today there are many quacks around also. So be very careful about that. They will tell you COVID, so all lies, not pandemic, plandemic and scamdemic. That are the quacks.
Mufti Sahab, this is a question from a revert. What effort and amal should be done to attain Jannatul Firdaus without any account to receive our books of deeds in our right hand?
Every day we must read our 5 daily salat. Every day we must give some charity. Every day become an asset to humanity. Every day stay away from the haram and so forth. Then Allah Jalla Wala will give us death on such occasions. مَنْ تَوَفَّاهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. Whosoever Allah gives death on a Friday, the day of Friday, the night of Friday. وَقَوَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبَرِ. Allah will protect that person, remember, from the chastisement, punishment of the grave, and authentic hadith. Allah will give that person death during the month of Ramadan. He'll pass away with Iman and Islam. And the hadith in Bayhaqi, Allah will protect him, remember, from punishment punishment of the grave. And they are men, innama yuwaffa sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. So sabr. Sabr means patience. You continue with the righteous deeds. You continue staying away, abstaining from haram, speech, actions, all time, all places. If and when a calamity comes, we don't complain to human beings, we complain to Allah Ta'ala. So there are many ways, my brother. So you must come read with me now, my brother. We make all of your maimans. We make all you listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, we make all of you maimans. Read now with me. Allahumma, Allahumma, O beloved Allah, yammin kutubi, yammin kutubi. Ya Allah, grant us our book of deeds in our right hand. Once we got the boarding pass in the right hand, Quran Kareem states, Ulaika ashabul maimana. So those are the maiman people. Maiman, yeah, don't mean you're going to speak maiman language like me. It means that you get your book of deeds in the right hand, and now you're going straight to Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. How excited we are. We got our boarding pass. We're climbing into first class in the plane and so forth. And now we're going to New York, London, Dubai, and here and there and everywhere. So people are elated and delighted. What comparison can be made with Jannat al-Firdaus? Ulaika ashabul maymanah. Chapter number 90, Suratul Balad, and verse number 18. You got it? Chapter 90, 90, and verse number 18. Ulaika ashabul maymanah. So you got the dua, my brother? You're a white guy, you're a white sister, you're a Indian brother, sister who embraced Islam or African, so we made you a maiman. You got it now? Read with me one more time quickly. I like this dua. Allahumma yammin kutubi. Ya Allah, grant me my book of deeds in my right hand. For me, my wife, my children, my parents, my siblings, everybody, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So that is the dua we should be begging, petitioning, and asking today. It's Wednesday. After Zuhr Salat, make that dua abundantly, brother, sister.
Mufti Saab, as a man, can I give a lift to a woman walking and just to help her?
And then after that, you will find you will become the mechanic. Lot of things will start rising. You must remember that. Is shaitani at that? You must remember that. You alone and she is alone. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yakhluwanna rajulun bimra'atin illa wa thalithuhuma ash-shaytan. So that you yourself, when you are single male, single female, total strangers to one another, the third party will be Satan, Lucifer. Absolutely haram it is. Since when you became the good Samaritan, when a man is there, then you weren't picking him up. But a lady is there, say, oh, now I want to pick her up, you see? So are you a mechanic or what?
Mufti Saab, what dua do you make for my father for the inheritance he left for us?
So, mashallah, in mansa duat is an mansa bruat. You must remember that. So, one person passes away, other people inherit. So, especially if our parents, father, mother pass away, and they passed away on Iman, Islam. Surah 14, verse 41. Rabbana ghfirli wa liwalidayya wa lilmu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers. The day the reckoning is established. I told you Dawood Munli will be in Ispingo Beach and my brother Bilal will be there at our studios, our new studios, you know. So I sent out all the details already on all the groups and everything. So inshallah, Bilal is there today also, inshallah, 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock, inshallah. He tune everything up free of charge. Dawood comes to your house free of charge, everything. So what dua we should read for Muslims who passed away? Every day make this dua. Surah 14, verse 41. Rabbana ghfirli wa liwalidayya wa lilmu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. There in Palestine, our mothers, our sisters, our children are getting martyred by the haramis, the jutlas, and their allies and so forth. We don't know 99% of them. So what dua are you going to read? Surah 59, verse 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive us and forgive our brothers, our sisters who passed away before us with iman. So learn these two verses, every Muslim male, female, adult and child. Chapter 14, verse 41 and chapter 59, verse 10. Inshallah, when we leave the world, then thousands and millions of people will make dua for us. Insha'Allah al-Aziz.
Mufti Sahib, as an organ donator, can my heart be donated to a non-Muslim in the event that I meet up in an accident?
So if you're going to donate your heart, then what's going to happen to you? You'll become heartless. So you must remember that haram, that not permissible. Understand the whole masla of naqlul a'adha. So that is the masla. You understood? That organ, donating organs and so forth, this difference of opinion among ulama. Our fatwa on this topic is, what is fatwa and what is taqwa? If you are donating your cornea, your eyes, you are donating your kidney, you are donating some part of your anatomy during your lifetime, and you're donating to that person there who needs it, you see. So in our family, I know there was a person, you understood, he needed a kidney and what have you and so forth. So he asked me, so I told him it's fine, it's permissible. So that's our fatwa. But there are conditions attached. It must be a matter of life and death. It must not be for aesthetic reasons and cosmetic reasons. And to buy and sell these limbs and organs, that is all haram and so forth. But you cannot donate an organ that will lead to your death straight away and so forth. You're going to donate your heart. So now what happens to you? So you die. So that's not permissible then. So remember that. So that is the third one is this, to donate after you die. So that also is not permissible. So whilst you're alive, if you donate, because people remember that are in dire need of that. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. You save one person's life, it is like saving the entire humanity. So not for cosmetic reasons and aesthetic reasons and so forth. That's the fatwa we give. Other ulama say totally haram and so forth. We say that is taqwa and precaution. You know, Maha Salim Kareem, that Mufti Shafi'i Sahib, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, Rahimahullah, they used to have their majlis once a month, once in 2 months, insani a'adha ki pewan kari. So there, Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib, Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, Rahimahullah, and them wrote, is not permissible. But remember that when you look at the Arab ulama and you look at the dalail and evidence they give, then you'll see Mufti Taqi, Mufti Rafi also changed the fatwa of their father in that. So anyway, precaution is you don't donate anything. But from fatwa point of view, if you donate and it is matter of life and death and there's no buying, selling involved, then our verdict is permissible. Majority ulama South Africa, India, Pak say not permissible. Majority ulama in the Arab world say permissible.
Mufti Sahib, why Eid Salah wajib for men but not for ladies?
So remember, then who will look after all the children? Who will look after all the things in the house and all that? You must remember that. Eid Salat, we're going to read outside, right? Insha'Allah, Insha'Allah al-Aziz, this year Eid will be 17th of June, which is also a public holiday. South Africa is a nice country. Youth Day is on 16th June, but because it falls on the Sunday, so they make Monday off. So Insha'Allah, we will be there. I forget the name, what People's Park or whatever, Moses Mabida and that. So anyway, Insha'Allah, I'll be there, Insha'Allah. So now we go to the Eidgah. I want to ask you just one question, right? I'm not funny. Just I ask you, would you like your wife, your daughter to come in full view of the public and raise a posterior and the media are there and you know the media love it when Muslim women are come and so forth and they're taking all their photos and videos and all that while they are in sajda and you like all that? So I'm asking you. And then the women will come with all dolled up with their lipstick and dipstick and all, is all that. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ وَهِيَ مُتَأَتِّرَةِ, when a woman emerges from her home and she applied makeup, lipstick, dipstick and what have you, فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, then the men can see her, she can see the men and all that, فَيَا زَانِيَا, she is an adulteress. Who said this? Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I challenge any Maulvi, any Sheikh to tell me this hadith is not authentic. Is authentic hadith is a woman with loose morals who does these type of things. Therefore, A'imma Arba'a, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanafi's, Hanbali's all said there's no Eid Salat that's compulsory for the lady. So therefore, you women, absolutely haram for you to go to Eidgah and these places here, and masjid also. Not permissible. That's our fatwa. Last question.
Sahab, my dad put my eldest brother in charge of inheritance. My dad has since passed on and my brother took everything. He doesn't want anything to do with us. What do we do in this case?
You must do three things. Go to him and show him the Quranic verse, Surah 4, verse number 14, that he goes to Jahannam, he stole and usurped the rights of the other heirs. Yudkhilhu naran khalidan fiha. Surah 4, Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse 14. Walahu adhabun muheen. Allah will punish him with a humiliating punishment. 1. 2. Get the ulama, get the seniors in the family to speak to him. You're taking the haram shares of your brothers, sisters, and everybody else, and who, or maybe even his mother, Allah alone knows, you know, the wife of the deceased. 3rd one, all this doesn't work, take him to court. You must remember, if you got evidence, disgrace him in public. Remember, use all the media, social media. ABC person bought Barachore, is a big crook, he stole all our shares and everything, and tell him we're taking you to court. So dance Ali Papa dance and tell him AK said sir, we must take you to court to fix you up. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Jazakallah Mufti Sahab, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you ajri azim. Brother Zunaid, inshallah we can go for the news till tomorrow morning, inshallah ul aziz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Independent and true to you. This is Markaz Sahab.